Let's talk flying aviation stories in the morning. Bring in air aviation expert Jay Ratliff on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning.
All right, a couple things. Alaska Airlines in the news here because we're going to add a flight direct to Seattle, but also making some news. They're going to get rid of plastic bottles and cups used for water on flights?
They are. In fact, they're trying to go more green. They're saying a lot of this plastic ends up in waste landfills, the ocean, different types of things. And they said by doing this, it's going to remove an estimated 22 million plastic cups, 32 million plastic bottles from their flights through 2022. Instead of plastic bottles, the airline's going to use boxed water is better. That's the brand. It uses 92% plant-based cartons. But right now, we'll have to see if other airlines follow suit. Everything in the industry is money-motivated. So if they can do this and save money, they'll do it. If it costs them more money, I don't know that other airlines will follow it, but we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, there's a cost of political correctness and all. And that, you know, if it makes sense, people, a lot of times they do it.
We'll see.
In the environment. Okay, all right. Another story here before we talk about weather and hub delays. I want to get your quick take on the stock market, too. But there's a story about another fight over masks on a flight. It was a Southwest flight. And I'm like, well, what's the big deal? But you're telling me this was the pilot and a part of the crew?
It was, and it was actually after the flight was over. They were at the DoubleTree Hotel, which is where they were overnighting. It was the crew, and they were having, I guess, a discussion at the bar and over masks, and it got violent to the point that the pilot is being charged with assault.
Oh, geez.
So even in downtime, masks are creating issues and between the crew members. But back to your earlier point, it's a good thing it wasn't on the flight. Otherwise, you imagine the video on that going viral?
Unreal. Topic A always, masks. All right, hub delays, weather, how we look flying today?
A lot of rain. Houston, Atlanta, Charlotte, and Seattle could be looking at some delays approaching an hour. The rest of the country in good shape, but those hubs are going to be fighting delays through the entire day.
Take on the stock market. We remind you, Jay Ratliff with a great day trading program at jratliff.com. And I know the Dow and the NASDAQ and S&P numbers may not be something that affects as much on the day, but when you've got record closes that continue, I mean, the Dow yesterday, 36,157, the stock market gets talked about. That's my point, Jay.
It is. Yeah, and it's not necessarily reflective of the economy, but it is one of the measuring sticks that people use. And this week they received some good news from the Fed with regards to not raising interest rates, keeping things pretty much as it's going. But the real key to a lot of people are going to be the jobs report that's scheduled to be released tomorrow morning at 8:30. It's the number of the non-payroll jobs for the month of October that have been created. The last 3 or 4 months, a swing and miss. We've missed the estimates big time. I think they're looking for about 450,000 jobs created. If that comes in well under, it could cause the market to have a small bit of a sell-off. If it's that or more, look for these record closes to continue to increase. I call it the Buzz Lightyear crowd to infinity and beyond. The market just continues to rise.
Aviation expert Jay Ratliff and more on day trading. If you want to look at that, go to jratliff.com. Good stuff as always. Jay, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.
627 News Radio, WTAM 1100.